get ready for an epic experience that you won't forget. The Be Your Best Self Conference, August 22nd at the Grand Event Center in Grandview Heights. You'll rub elbows with some seriously cool folks in the business world and soak up all sorts of wisdom about being a bold leader, rolling with the punches, and smashing through any obstacles that may come your way. It's not just about sitting through speeches. It's about making connections and diving deep into learning that'll stick with you for ages. We've got a killer lineup of speakers just for you. First up, we've got Brian John, the brains behind Echo and Athena, who's going to drop some knowledge bombs about leading with love. Next, we'll hear from Shara Hutchison, the powerhouse CEO of Exposure, who's going to spill the beans on how to navigate change like a pro, whether it's in your personal life or at work. And then brace yourself for Stephen Carr, the mastermind behind Belief Force, who's going to show us how to kick those self-limiting beliefs to the curb and step into our full potential. But wait, there's more. We've got a lively panel discussion lined up where we'll tackle the ins and outs of working with different generations in the workplace, led by the amazing Dahlia Calgreen from United Residential Management. And to keep the momentum going all day long, we've got the one and only LaShondra Baker from LBB Edutainment as our hype woman. Oh, and don't even think about sneaking out early, because we've got some seriously awesome prizes up for grabs at the end of the day. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. So mark your calendars, spread the word, and get ready for a day packed with inspiration and connections. ChamberPartnership.org/BYBS2024.
And welcome everyone to the next edition of Business Inspires podcast with the Tri-Village Chamber Partnership. And from now on, we're going to be having a co-host, Brett Johnson.
Thank you for asking me. This is going to be fun.
It is. This afternoon, we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Catherine Sinclair, a new member with Roots and Wings Pediatrics, a concierge medicine practice located off of West Henderson Road in Columbus. We want to give you a warm welcome, Dr. Sinclair.
Thanks so much for having me on today. I'm excited.
So concierge medicine, that's something kind of new to me. Can you explain what that is?
So concierge medicine is pretty new to Columbus, really, and certainly in the pediatrics field. I'm actually the first person doing it here in Central Ohio. But it's a total revamp of the healthcare system. It eliminates all of the middlemen and basically puts the patient and the doctor relationship back at the forefront of healthcare, much like our grandparents had, right, with the community doctor that came to the house and did visits. That's what I'm trying to do and bring back. There's no triage nurse or scheduler or anybody you have to explain everything to. When you call, you get me, and we talk through things. If you need to be seen, you come in, you get me. I'll examine your kids. There's no nebulous bills 4 months later from your insurance company. Everything is just upfront, known, steady fee by month, almost like a gym membership.
So your patients, your parents have got to be saying, what's the catch? Yeah. They have to ask that. You explained it so well. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking they got to be asking you, well, what's the catch? This is too easy.
It seems that way to me, but I think it's so different that people are really having a hard time wrapping their heads around how it works.
Because it's so simple.
That's what I was going to say. How can it be so simple?
But even patients that I have that are already patients, when they call me on the weekend, they were surprised that I was willing to see their kids on the weekend. I said, well, this is what you're paying for. But even them who already kind of know the model, they're happy that they can call me on a weekend, but they didn't realize they could be seen. Like, yeah, this is how it works. I'm your doctor. Yeah. Period.
Wow. So how did you choose to serve patients in this way? I mean, you must have come across an ouch point or just like it hit you one time going, I could do this. Why isn't this whole world like this?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, this model. So I've been a pediatrician in Columbus for 15 years. I've been at Nationwide Children's, and I found that patients could never reach me. Like when I discharged a patient, even if they had a very simple question, there's just so many barriers set in the system before they could reach me. And so I may not even know that I had a phone call until 3 weeks later, in which time it's not helpful. So I would give my cell phone to a lot of people because the system just doesn't work. So if they had a question, they could call. And most people didn't. But if they did, that way I felt safe that the kid would get the care that the child needed. And so then I started working at a private practice in town, and I was doing the same thing because you can't cover all the what ifs for a parent in such a brief visit. But then I was working full time and doing this kind of all the time. And I said, there's got to be a better way. And this system, the concierge model, was started. There's a handful of doctors doing it across the country. And once I learned how it worked, yes, I was like, this is it for me, because this is how I want to practice medicine. And this is the care that I think that patients want. They just don't know it exists yet.
Can you share with us a few examples of how this looks? Like, we were checking out your website and seeing that you could even meet patients at the hospital if there was a need to be seen there.
So really, it is pretty simple, right? It is the old school way of medicine coming back. So I'm your doctor, so you have access to me 24/7. If you have questions, you can text, you can email, you can call. We can work through a lot of things and actually avoid you having to come in for an appointment. But when you need to, I'm there, whether that's Saturday or Sunday or the evening or whatever, trying to keep people out of urgent care where they're seeing a doctor that doesn't know them or know their history and doesn't have the ability to follow up with them. And yes, so when babies are born, so I have several pregnant moms who have signed up, and when their baby is born, I will go to the hospital, examine their child as a visitor, because I don't have hospital privileges there, but as a visitor, meet their baby, and then as soon as they're discharged, they have access to me. So all those simple questions, or not simple, but all the little nuanced questions of caring for a tiny human at home, they've got their pediatrician with them in real time. Right? They don't have to make a list of things. And if they get admitted, if a patient gets admitted to Children's, I will gladly go and help with rounds or help discuss with the physicians how to get them out sooner, potentially, because I can follow up with them easier and just sort of make life easier for everybody.
So you mentioned there are maybe a handful of doctors around the country doing this. Do you see this as becoming more of a trend, and as well as do you have people contacting you about how are you doing this?
So there is a small group of us, and we are all in contact with each other. So there has been a lot of help, people offering help and providing help. And just recently, I got to help a practice who opened yesterday.
Nice.
So calling with all these last minute questions. And I was so happy to be able to help her because everyone has helped me. But it's, yes, I think the trend is growing for sure. And I think you will see more and more as physicians get frustrated with the system just as much as patients do. And so I think the pendulum will swing back to this. And then maybe in 30, 40 years, it'll swing back to being hospital employed. I'm not really sure. But for now, I think this is an up-and-coming trend and definitely want, I think, what doctors want and also what patients want.
Having that spark to go out on your own, kind of out on a limb, because first in Central Ohio, right? How does that feel?
It's a little scary financially, for sure. But it's pretty cool too. I mean, it's really cool when the light bulb clicks and patients walk in to my office and are, you know, their minds kind of blown. It's just a totally different experience. And it's really fun to be the first one to do that. And it's fun to see it in action. You know, I've thought about it and I've planned it for so long, but now that we're open, it's awesome.
I can imagine really. You have to do a lot of explaining what is this?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? I mean, what kind of conversation is that like then when somebody asks, concierge, that sounds so expensive?
Yeah, it's really not.
But it's not. You're right. I mean, us looking at what you have on there, Katie started looking at price yesterday and was like, oh my gosh, that's not.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be a lot more than that. And then I'm thinking, how are you doing this?
In
regards to the time,
yeah.
You know, protecting your time.
Well, I think patients are appreciative. And I also think once they realize that they have me and that I really am there to answer their questions, some of that relaxes. People are so ingrained in the model that we have to call at 3 a.m. because we have to get an appointment tomorrow because otherwise they won't be able to get us in and we're going to be at urgent care. And so already my patient's stress has been alleviated. You know, they can call me that morning and still come in. It's going to happen. The way that it works is I have a much smaller patient panel. So I don't have 3,000 patients like your typical pediatrician. I have a much smaller number. So I'm not seeing 30 kids a day, and I'm not relying on insurance reimbursement.
How do you see it growing in the next few years?
Well, if I fill, then I would start a wait list. And I have 4 or 5 other friends who would love to come over to this model.
Good, okay.
But for various reasons.
I was hoping that would be the answer.
Yeah, need a little more time. So yeah. In a perfect world, if this takes off, yes, there would be 5 of us or more, maybe in different parts of the city even, who could all help each other and bounce ideas off of each other, but have our own patient base, right? Just if there are 5 pediatricians, you're still going to see me and call me. But it just will expand the model to be able to reach more kids.
Is that what success looks like for you?
I think I'm already, in my head, successful. I mean, I think success is when a patient comes in and sees how it works. I mean, financially, yes, I need a little bit more time. But from a inside me or what I wanted to create or who I am, it's there. It's already there. It's just so cool to see it in action. The coolest part, I think, about my office is it's set up a bit like a living room, but with a lot of toys. So the living room of the average parent with young children, right? So the siblings come in and just play, and you're not trying as a parent to entertain them in a very small confined space. So the kids just play and the parents talk. And by the time it's time for me to examine the children, you're right. They feel like they're at someone's house. Their parents are comfortable. I'm comfortable. So they just hop up on the exam table.
I want toys at my doctor.
It's not just so quick to get people in, get people out. It's just a very different experience. So yes, the kids are much happier and more willing, you know, to do a brief exam.
Right.
There's a lot less tears in my office. Which is also a win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of getting to see your space as it was in the throes of furniture arriving and the rooms being set up. And even then, it is quite the space. Like, I would love to be in your office/exam room because it's very cozy.
Thanks. It's better now.
Yeah,
wow, it's
I don't
really
doubt
all
it.
Put together.
And I've heard that a fellow chamber member is going to be joining your space, Dr. Kayla Borchers, the physical therapist. She does pre-postnatal physical therapy and yoga. I would love for you to share with us who else you're partnering with and what other offerings will be available in your space.
So I am housed in the Be Well Collective, which is a group of providers and recreation activities. And in there currently is Christina Lehman, who's a med peds primary care doc and also a doctor of breastfeeding medicine. And Kayla is coming April 1st. Emily Simon with Simon Counseling and Consultation will be there in the end of May. L&M Lactation Consultants also starts in early April. And currently already there is Music Together, which is one of the best music programs for kids in Columbus. I did it with my 3 children. I loved it. I'm thrilled that she has moved into our space. And the Gab Lab, which is a sensory bin experience with speech therapists for kids up to age 3, is downstairs. I can't say this right because I don't speak Spanish, but Musiquientos, do you speak Spanish?
I don't.
It works for me.
Okay. With Micah, which is a bilingual Spanish-English story time for kids up to age 7, is in there. And It's Grand is coming soon, which is a program for new grandparents to learn a little bit about how things have changed since they raised their children. It's a really cool program with lactation and a doula to take some of the pressure off of mom trying to teach, you know, her mom or her mother-in-law why things are different. And then I am currently in talks with a pediatric occupational therapist and a child psychiatrist, as well as some other pediatric or child and family yoga instructors. It's so cool.
So many touch points that you're talking about things I didn't think about. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense to be there.
Yeah. So it's a wellness collective. So not just physical health, but emotional health and physical, right? Like not doctor type health, but mental health. I mean, recreation and all of that stuff. So right, we'll have a lactation support group, we'll have pre and postnatal yoga, we'll have all of these things, but you can go to the GAB lab and then come up and get the kids' ears checked out or have your well check and vaccines, just sort of all in one, in a very warm and comfortable space. It is not sterile like a traditional doctor's office at all.
So speaking of that, you probably have an open house coming up, correct? We hope you do at least.
I do. We will. We don't have the date ironed out yet. Okay. We're meeting on Friday to get that, but I will let you know.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get out in the newsletter and everywhere possible.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And do a ribbon cutting. Make it official.
Yes.
Official.
Yes. Yes. It will be super fun for families.
And so in addition to joining the chamber, what resources are you looking for to get this word out?
Well, marketing is not my strong suit, but I'm trying. I have been doing a lot with OBs and with doulas, taking lunch and cookies and that kind of stuff. I've been doing some donations to like school galas for the end of the year, trying to get the word out. Facebook and Instagram, which is not my strong suit, but I'm working on it. And then I have done some piercing parties and piercing events. I offer medical grade piercing, ear and nose, for all ages. So that's sort of a fun little side thing that I enjoy doing. I'm not, like I said, a huge fan of marketing. I would much rather be in my office seeing patients. But I am trying to get the word out wherever there are families and you know, parents with young children.
Well, we will do our best to help you. That's for
sure.
Yeah,
please spread the word. Thank you.
So it sounds like it would be crazy expensive to have my pediatrician on call. Can you give us some kind of pricing lists or what you're working with to start out?
Yeah, so it's not crazy expensive. So for one child, it's $150 a month. It can be paid every month, like a recurring fee, or once a year. I have some grandparents, actually, who are giving it as a gift to their grandchildren, which is a really cool idea. And then for two children, it's $250 a month. And for three children, it's $300 a month. And then every additional child's $50 a month. So if you go to the urgent care even twice a year, you know, you've really already paid for me, essentially. And you haven't wasted an evening or the inconvenience and had to miss work and that kind of things. So I feel like it's actually probably pretty economical for most families.
I would agree. And then do you accept anything like HSA or FSA?
I do. So flex spending and healthcare savings accounts are, you know, pre-tax dollars, and you can absolutely use that. I mean, a healthcare expense. Across the country, there are very few of the programs that have denied concierge medicine. I have not had any denials here yet, and I can help you work through that, but I'm hopeful that they would all pay for it. A lot of times I get asked who really benefits from this kind of model, and currently I have all what I would call healthy children enrolled, but this is a great model for kids with disabilities of all kinds. I mean, even kids on the autism spectrum. This is a great model where we can spend extra time working on getting the child comfortable and working on vaccines and how not to make the child afraid to come back to the doctor. There's lots of ways to do that. And then also kids, you know, with trachs, vents, mobility issues, tube feeds, that may be foreign, you know, to people who aren't in medicine, but there are a lot of kids who could benefit from home visits and longer visits and having someone who has the time to talk to all the specialists to really be the medical home, because, you know, doctors are busy. It's not that they're not trying, they're just really busy. And so spending all that extra time to talk to the specialist, get a plan, figure out what needs to be done and how to adjust that really is helpful in concierge medicine because I can do that. So I would love to have some kids who need extra time or extra attention sign up as well.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. We're so happy that you're here with us offering these things to benefit all of us. And we'll get the word out there as best we can for you. And of course, share that open house and ribbon cutting ceremony when you decide when that's going to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Did you know sponsoring a Tri-Village Chamber event not only builds brand awareness, but expands your network? Our chamber unites hundreds of businesses and individuals through meaningful relationships, educational programming, exclusive resources, and awesome events. Sponsorship supports our efforts to build and strengthen the community. To find out which opportunities are best for you, contact me directly at Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at chamberpartnership.org. Thanks for partnering with us.
Thanks for listening to Business Inspires. Check out the podcast show notes for information about this podcast, to schedule a guest appearance, or to find out more about sponsoring this podcast.